The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. I had a refreshing phone conversation last Saturday that restored my hope for modern day marriages. It was a FaceTime call with a young couple contemplating getting married, but they were raised in very different religious homes. She was a staunch Protestant and he a devout Catholic. They clearly loved each other and cared for each other and deeply desired to marry each other. But they were also honest about how much they loved their particular expression of faith as a Protestant and a Catholic. And they feared that incompatibility might threaten their marital stability. And of course, what about future children? Both admitted candidly they wanted the children raised either as purely Protestant or completely Catholic. And so they called me to help them overcome this impasse. Now, why did this conversation restore my hope for modern marriages? Well, because they were avoiding the twin dangers that many young people fall prey to today. On the one hand, some young couples are so head over heels in love that they rush blindly into marriage, thinking their love will solve all their problems. Remember when you used to feel that way? While on the other hand, some young people shrug their shoulders at marriage altogether. They get a dog or a cat and call it a day, feeling they don't need marriage at all. But not this FaceTime couple. They felt deeply in their bones that God made them for marriage, and that was their surest path to happiness. And yet, they could also soberly assess the future challenges of coming from different denominations and seriously wanted to discern if marriage to this person was the right choice as a lifelong partner. And finding that balance was essentially my advice to them. Make their marriage a priority. And be able to share everything with each other so that one day you can share everything with your children. I don't know what they will do, but I am sure they will approach marriage with eyes wide open, which is all anyone can reasonably ask of any couple. Don't be afraid of marriage, but also don't be afraid to be honest with your faith and your feelings. They were indeed a very courageous couple on both those fronts. I'll let you know in a future homily if they decide to get married. So keep coming to daily mass, okay? In the gospel today, Jesus also weighs in with a little marriage counseling. Now, this passage from Luke chapter 6 verses 36 through 38, is taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Plain, the Lucan abbreviated counterpart to Matthew's lengthier Sermon on the Mount. And no doubt our Lord's words are addressed to the widest possible audience. That is, they constitute his marching orders for all his disciples. Nonetheless, I think they demonstrate a very special relevance for those called to marriage, like my FaceTime couple. How so? Well, where does love have to begin? At home. And within the home, who should be the first to model the meaning of love? Clearly, mom and dad. In other words, if children do not see the love of God in their parents' marital relationship, it will be a very steep uphill climb for them to learn about true love elsewhere. Indeed, that is what God designed marriage for, to showcase the love at the heart of the Holy Trinity. And that is why I have such high hopes for my FaceTime couple from last Saturday. Whether they marry each other or someone of their own denomination, they both desire to be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. By the way, I have started a scandalous new habit as a priest. Have you ever noticed how some Catholics, typically Hispanics, will kiss the priest's hand when they greet him? Now, whenever they do that, I take their hand and kiss their hand as well. Why? Well, kissing a priest's hand is a gesture of love and respect, not only for the human priest, but also for Jesus, the divine priest, whom the human represents. Similarly, when I kiss the hand of a married couple, I show respect and love, not only to the human mother or father, but to the divine family of the Holy Trinity that that person in turn represents. I hope one day I will get to kiss the hands of my FaceTime couple. Praised be Jesus Christ.